Who is to blame for slowing the transition to a low-carbon energy future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Spence, professor of business, government, and society at the University of Texas at Austin's McCombs School of Business, has some ideas.
Polling tells us that most voters care about climate change and favor a transition to a lower carbon energy future. According to my research, the biggest obstacle to that aspiration is not the energy industry and its affiliated politicians. Rather, it is the outsized political influence exercised by the most intensely partisan voters. The 2021 Build Back Better bill would have regulated greenhouse gas emissions in the electricity sector. That bill passed the House on a party-line vote, but failed in the evenly divided Senate because every Republican plus Joe Manchin opposed it. Manchin is a coal state Democrat, but he also represents a very red state that is only getting redder. Backing the bill would have provoked a sharp negative reaction from his constituents. Today, most congressional seats are safe in that they are dominated numerically by voters of one party or the other. Politicians in these safe seats keep their jobs not by addressing what their average constituent wants, but rather the demands of voters at the fringes of their party. The most partisan Republicans are often too confident that the energy transition will be impossible or impossibly costly. Their Democrat counterparts are often too certain that it will be easy or bring only benefits to the voting public. Building legislative majorities requires breaching this divide, getting outside of our ideological bubbles and talking to our fellow citizens across partisan boundaries. Climate policymaking is a bottom-up problem that requires a bottom-up solution. Putting down our phones, thinking critically about our own views, and talking politics with those friends, family, and neighbors with whom we disagree.
That was David Spence of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.